Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Sanhedrin, the Jewish High Court, has made a written protest to the United Nations and President Obama over the United Nations resolution denying Jews their rights on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's the headline. In just a moment, the spokesperson for the Sanhedrin, Rabbi Hillel Weiss, will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, right now we're going to bring to these microphones the spokesperson for the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin, the group of wise Jewish scholars, they were in Old Testament times, in the times of Christ 2,000 years ago, major players in the decision-making process for the Jewish people and also in connection with the temple itself. They have been reformed. They disappeared for about 1,400 years. They have come back together, and Rabbi Hillel Weiss is the spokesperson for the group.
I want to tell you something. On Monday, I lied to the Supreme High Court that the police and the government persecuted the Jews on Temple Mount by not allowing them to pray or to bow or to move their lips. If it would be in Rome or in Paris or even in any other place in the world, it was called anti-Semitism. So to be surprised if the Arabs are teasing and running after the great archaeologist Gabi Barkai because the police and the government are doing all the same. It's a very deep and ugly situation. All the values of the Jews, Torah, the belief, persecuted in Eretz Israel, in the what's so-called Jewish state. We are asking Bibi Netanyahu, what is the difference when you are throwing Amona from its place, or Obama and all the United Nations that the Jews has no right? You and Obama are all the same. So it's a very great problem to deal with in this era, be some kind of not insane or to be normal. It's a very hard task to give judgment according Jewish law when people don't want to hear it or are totally against it, but they want to explain how much in the time of the Messiah those things are under blindness. And the nations and the most of the Jews are blind. They are in the dark. And the prophecies is that all the nations and also Israel that are going in the darkness will see suddenly the light. And that is what we wrote to the UN and Obama and to the Security Council.
Rabbi Hillel Weiss, spokesperson for the Sanhedrin in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The fact that the Sanhedrin has protested to the United Nations and President Obama the United Nations resolution denying Jews their biblical rights on the Temple Mount is evidence that we are living in the last days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...